You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so glad you've joined us again today. I am back with Karen DeBuse, and we are talking about The Simple Homeschool Journey. This is a new book that she's written, but we're kind of talking about the book, but we're really just talking about homeschooling and kind of how she got started on her homeschool journey and the incredible testimony. If you missed part one, you have got to go back and listen to part one, because she tells just a brief testimony of what the Lord has done in her family through homeschooling and God's faithfulness. And, you know, you talked in that episode about heroes of the faith and us relying on God. And as I think about heroes of the faith, of course, one of the ones that immediately comes to my mind is King David. And he was a king who he often had his enemy chasing him. I mean, he spent a good part of his life running from his enemy. And even from the time when he was so young, when he was fighting Goliath, and they tried to suit him up, and he just said, no, I can't handle that. I'm just going to take this stone and this sling because I've got God on my side. And that was all he had. And we talk about the simplicity of homeschooling with the Lord carrying the burden for us. And that's exactly what David did before he was even king. And then once he became king, he had learned as a young man to trust the Lord. And he knew that he was on Team Jesus. God was fighting for him. He did not have to fight Goliath on his own. And oftentimes as homeschoolers, that's what we feel like. As moms, that's what we feel like. Like we've got this huge Goliath in front of us, and the task is so big. And we're talking not just a big task of trying to get some big project done that's then going to quickly go away and we can write it off and move on to something else. We're talking about 12 or 13 years of each child and educating them and us being responsible for their education, for their well-being, for their health, for their shelter, for every part of their life that God has put in our hands. And it can be really overwhelming. It can be really scary when we look at it that way. But if we look at it like King David did, and just say, you know what? I've got this little stone and I've got this little sling and then I've got God on my side. I can do this and step out in faith like David did. It changes the game on everything. And we can slay this giant with the help of the Lord. And then he went on to do that as king. You know, I mean, you look at him as king and how he was constantly being chased. And when I find myself oftentimes reading the Psalms and just over and over, just letting the Psalms pour over me and how God is so faithful. He is such a faithful, loving and kind father. He hears our prayers. He knows our struggles. He knows the things that we're going through, and he knows our needs better than we do. He knows the needs of our family better than we do. And he is a faithful, faithful God. And so thank you for talking about heroes of the faith. You know, as you also talk about how to take our eyes off of all the other things and focus on the Lord. How can we do that as homeschool parents? How do we? Because it seems so unnatural. It seems like the natural thing to do as a homeschool mom, especially when you're first getting started, is to get all the right curriculum, to have the perfect schedule,
of course,
to join all the perfect co-ops and have the perfect field trips and to fill in all the blanks, check off all the boxes, because that's how it seems like you do it right. But that's not what it looks like.
It's so true. And you know, this book actually came out of, I had done a speaking session last year during the speaking season, and then my whole speaking season got canceled. But it was about the whole journey, you know, from kindergarten to college, and, you know, what I had learned. And the reason I put it into this book was because I felt like this is such a message. Because when Grace graduated, my oldest daughter graduated homeschooling, all of a sudden, and I wrote a blog post about this that's been pretty, like, I don't want to say viral, but it's gone around a lot because people are like, yes, I wrote a blog post and said my whole perspective on homeschooling changed after my daughter went to college, because I really felt like it was really after she graduated. I felt like all of a sudden I saw crystal clear in the rear view mirror what really mattered on this journey and what didn't. And I was like, I need to tell this to moms. Now, I've been saying it kind of all along while I've been, you know, in ministry and homeschooling and speaking and writing. But now that the journey was over, mm-hmm. at least for one, because I still have three others, I was like, no, I really get it now. Like all of the things, the times that I cannot tell you how many hours I wasted. And this is why I was like, I need to tell others. Mm-hmm. I need to tell them. Like, stop wasting so much time. Yes, it's good to be prepared. Yes, we want to do well. We want to have good curriculum. We want to do this well. But we put our security in those things, in the curriculum, in, you know, the homeschool room, in having the right method or system, instead of putting our security in the fact that, you know, God is really the one in control. And this journey is about so much more than giving our kids just an education. Mm-hmm. We are raising disciples. We are, the culture right now is, you know, horrific. And we are raising children that are going to grow up to be adults in that culture.
Right.
And so we are raising disciples. And I believe, I always say this, it's not that academics aren't important, but they will fall under their proper plate. Mm-hmm. When you put God first, your children are going to want to do well in their academics. He's going to lead them in their academics. But I feel like our community often gets it backwards in like, I need to, you know, have everything in line in my homeschool and I need to get all these things in order. And then I'll ask God to bless it. And then I'll pray and ask God if these are the right choices. It's completely the opposite. We should be seeking the Lord first in everything we do, because then if we have God at the center, our homeschool is a natural outflow of that relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Our families are a natural outflow of that relationship with the Lord. Our attitudes, our actions, our behaviors, everything, our homeschool decisions, everything comes out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not the other way around. Now, I'm saying this because I got it backwards. I got it backwards in the early years. I was the one chasing after. I mean, I was literally changing curriculum every month because I was like, oh, there's something better. Oh, there's something new, you know, and oh, so-and-so said this is good. I better, you know, try that now. And I literally went from stepping out of my boat and walking on water, mm-hmm. and doing just like Peter did and saying, okay, Lord, this whole homeschooling thing seems crazy. It's not logical to me. I have no idea what I'm doing. Somebody gave me a curriculum and God is calling me to do it. So I'm going to do it. I went from that childlike faith to, oh, wait, I need to have a homeschool room that looks a certain way. How will we learn if it doesn't look perfect?
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Or, you know, worrying that she wouldn't get into college or worrying that I didn't teach her enough. I spent hours and hours on all of that stuff instead of remembering that the very God who called me to do this was going to equip me, mm-hmm. and was going to lead us. And he didn't call us to this journey to then watch me sink in the water and to watch me fail and to say, ha, 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 you really don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But I think as homeschooling moms, we get it very backwards. We get so caught up. It's so easy to get caught up. Like I said, number one here, I got caught up.
Yep.
I got very caught up in the early years, which is how my whole ministry started, was like, I really want to focus on keeping it simple and sharing that message with others and getting rid of clutter, not just in homeschool, but in life, distractions and clutter. And then when Grace graduated, it was like I saw crystal clearly all the things that really didn't matter in the long run. You know, I see people as like, they're spending money on courses to tell them how to make a transcript and spending money on courses to get the best test. And all of those things are good in and of themselves if that's what God is calling you to do. But if you're not asking God first what his plans are for your child, like we taught our children all along, especially Grace, and now we have one that's a senior. So we're like in the thick of it again. He has no idea what he wants to do. And we're like, well, you just keep asking God. You're going to follow God just like you've been doing the past 17 years.
Yep.
And from junior year on with my daughter, that was our mantra. It was like everybody else was researching colleges and researching, you know, how to get the best test scores and what's the best career. And we were like, we're waiting on God. We are going to seek God like we've never sought him before. And we are going to make sure that we are in his will, because quite frankly, I don't want to be anywhere else. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And, you know, so I wanted to, when I wrote this book, I wanted to really let families know how important it is to focus on building your relationships with your family, the relationships within siblings, the relationships between us and our kids, and most of all, our family's relationship with the Lord that we build our foundation upon. If I taught them all the academics in the world, but I didn't teach them about the truth of God's word, then that actually would be a failure, right? I always say there's no failures if you're following God, but if you're not teaching them, If you're putting your focus on academics, you're teaching them to be have a lot of knowledge, but what about godly wisdom?
Right.
So our whole focus over the years, I always felt like the outcast, you know, and that like, you know, I didn't want to be, it's not that I was an underachiever and was like, oh, academics don't matter. They matter under the umbrella of the Lord, under his, you know, under whatever he is calling you to do. And so that's what I worry about, that as we are as the homeschooling community explodes and grows, which is wonderful, and you know, just keeps growing, may we not get caught up in all of the externals that we are not focused on the eternal.
That's right.
Because all of this stuff is just temporary.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you know, it's not that academics don't matter, but they matter in light of what, you know, I believe if God is going to call you to go to Harvard, then that's where you're going to go. But for us, it was always, you know, we're going to focus on God. We're not going to get caught up in all that stuff. Right. Life is short, as we've all seen during this quarantine time. It's not, tomorrow isn't promised. Not just saying like, if something happens to you, like, you know, if you die, but tomorrow's normalcy isn't promised, right?
Right.
Tomorrow's day that you think you have everything in order and you think you have all the boxes checked off. And then all of a sudden your whole world is turned upside down. Yep. If you don't have God at the center, you're going to feel the chaos.
Yep.
And so have to teach our kids that this world is going to turn upside down sometimes. This world is going to be crazy. Where would they be without God at the center to ground them?
Yeah.
I had such peace during this whole time, you know, just like, all right, God is in control. Yeah. And to be able to have my kids with me to witness that and to teach them that, yes, things are, you know, upside down and flipping around, but we worship God. We're just traveling through this earth.
That's right.
So homeschooling is about teaching our children, you know, to follow Jesus. That is the most important thing. And then to then bring that light into a very dark world.
Yes.
A very dark world that needs Jesus more than ever. So if we can raise disciples and then they go out and they raise disciples, the ripple effect is huge.
Amen. Amen. I love that so much. And I love the focus of teaching our kids to follow God. We can tell them to follow God, or we can show them how to follow God.
Absolutely.
We can show them how to live a life that sometimes brings struggles, sometimes brings heartache, but also brings joy and contentment, no matter what our situation is, because God is such a very faithful God. He is so good all the time. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com. We are back with Karen, and we're talking about teaching our kids to follow God. We're talking about how we as parents get to show them firsthand the joys of following the Lord, and how we, you know, we, when they're young, we get to point out God's faithfulness, because it's not something that they always just recognize like, oh, wow, mom, look, God is so faithful in doing this thing. You know, God is so faithful to have provided, you know, this curriculum for us, or this food for us, or these friends for us, or whatever it is, if there's something that we're praying about. And so we can be very intentional about showing them, look at what God did. Look what a faithful father he is. He hears our prayers. He knows our needs, and he meets our needs. He knows them better than we know them. We oftentimes say that because we oftentimes pray, you know, Lord, not our will, but yours be done, because we have our will. I mean, let me just tell you, if I had my life the way I wanted my life to be, it would look very different than it looks right now, but it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be the right thing, right? Because it wouldn't be what God had for my life and for my family. Mm-hmm. And his ways are so much better than ours. So let me ask you this then, as you have through the past 15 years, sought the will of God for your family and for your homeschool journey, how do you recognize, like, this is God's will for my family, mm-hmm. and this is mm-hmm. clearly not?
The number one thing is you got to spend time with him. You've got to, like, you know, so many homeschool moms are like, I'm so busy, I just don't have time for the Bible. I'm like, no, that's why you need it. Like, right. if you're saying you don't have time, you know, that's what we operate out of. And so many people will say, how do you know if you're hearing God's voice? Well, you're not going to recognize when he's leading and prompting if you're not spending time with him. You know how, like, you really know your husband, you know his little intricacies, you know what he means when he says that certain thing mm-hmm. or looks that certain way, right? I mean, it's like the same thing. You're in a relationship with God. You can't expect to like hear his prompting or to discern if you're not spending time with him. And the more you spend time with him, the more you know that. Now, I always say that when I was called to homeschool, like, I know without a doubt, like, that was so clear to me that he was calling me to that. Yeah. And I was in my word that summer like never before. Like, I just poured over the scriptures and really sought the Lord and wanted to. And I just, you just know, like, yeah. I can't, you know, I don't want to say it's a feeling, but you just know that this is what the Lord wants, even though it didn't seem logical. Even though my mom told me I was crazy and she never talked to me again, I said, I have to follow God and not man. And I don't know if I said before, but my mom now is the biggest proponent of homeschooling. Yeah. She thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And so God really worked in her life to really, yeah. you know, and at that time, I wanted to know right then how everything was going to work out. There is no way I could ever imagined all the things that God worked out that are abundantly more than if you had told me I would have homeschooled all the way through, because I never thought we'd do it all the way through, and then would have a ministry and speaking and all these things and write books. But God only gives us a little bit at a time. Right. He just says, here's your curriculum. I told you to do it. Get started.
Right.
Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Just take one step at a time. And so, you know, I often think about it as like a toddler, like when they're learning to walk, if you had told them all the things that they were going to encounter in life, they would never get up.
Right.
You're going to fall down. You're going to get hurt. You know, a toddler just has that childlike faith. I want to walk. Let me do it. You know, and yeah. it's the same thing. We have to have faith. We have to rely on him. And so, you know, this journey has been, like I said, so much more than academics. It's all about relying on him for every single step.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining Karen and me today. We were having such a great time and I didn't want to end it. So join us tomorrow for the conclusion of our conversation. Until then, have a fantastic day.